prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another week here at the Superhuman Nation, starting the week off the right way. We've got a great show planned. We're going to be joined by Buddy Lee to talk about jumping rope around the globe. I have to credit Avakai Kalij in Israel for reminding me to do this show again and get Buddy back on the air. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Denise Minger to talk about in defense of low fat, a call for some evolution of thought. We are amazing species, humans. We are like a pendulum. We fall in love with something, and then we abandon it, and then we fall in love with something else. And the reality is that the sweet spot is in the middle, but many of us don't find the middle very easily. So we're going to talk about what have we learned about low fat. Should we just abandon it completely, or is there something that we can take with it or with us that is of value? A couple things I just want to remind people. This is a new week. We have a new secret word contest. I haven't decided what to give away this week. I'm going to decide later today, but you should still listen during the commercial breaks because once we decide what we're going to give away, you can enter to win. When you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're automatically entered to win whatever the prize is that we're going to be giving away. So stay tuned for that. Of course, we have to thank our title sponsor, All American EFX Sports, All American Pharmaceuticals, Dr. Jeff Galini. If you want to try the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world, go to the website superhumanradio.com. Bottom right hand side, you'll see a banner that says Ask the Scientist. Click that banner ad and ask Dr. Jeff for free samples of Crealkaline. Crealkaline is a type of creatine. You don't have to load 5 grams, 20 grams a day, like other creatines. You just take two to three caps a day and you're done, because the bioavailability and delivery of Crealkaline is much higher than just plain old creatine monohydrate. So check that out at superhumanradio.com. Okay, let's get started. Buddy Lee, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Carl. Good to be back.
Yes. And you say that really not just to be back on the radio show, but you travel all around the globe spreading the gospel of jump rope. And I say gospel for a reason, buddy. I know you laughed when I said that, but the reality is that in this time where human lifespan and health span is being threatened at the greatest degree, we have no politicians talking about this, buddy. We have all the discussions about climate change, gun control, gay marriages. We have all these discussions out there, but no one is saying, when it comes to healthcare, why are so many people sick in the first place? Why is 50% of the population obese? And then there's guys like you who put your head down and do the hard work to go out and spread the word of a method of cardiovascular training that requires very little space. You can do it indoors in a room, very little expense, but could actually turn the tables on the obesity epidemic. So when I say spreading the gospel of jump rope, I really mean it, because what you've done is you travel all over the world teaching people to love jumping rope, don't you?
Well, that's right. It's more than just jump rope. It's really a way of life. And, you know, Carl, I got to say, you know, pursuing my dream to become an Olympic athlete, you know, that was a very selfish time in my life, because you really have to, you know, give 100%. And, you know, becoming an Olympian, world wrestling champion, USA champion, it's so much knowledge in that process. And so the jump rope was something that I took from my training that was the key to my success. And what I did was research it and learn how this thing worked and learn about its application to the world, to children, to adults, to older people. And the more I started researching, I learned how to be a better athlete. And that's what my mission has been for the last 30 years, to motivate, educate, and encourage the world to get fit and be strong with the power of the jump rope, because this is an amazing training technique and, in fact, the building block to fitness.
Well, and especially in an aging population, and I don't know if maybe I did say this. I'm fasted, by the way, buddy. I'm fasting for the next 3 days. I do this every so often, and so blood sugar is low, and my brain may not be functioning on all eight cylinders. But, you know, we did a show recently about high-intensity cardiovascular workouts, and Avakai Kalij, who listens to the show from Israel, said, Carl, did you forget about Buddy Lee? Did you forget about the amazing workout you can get? And he said to me, and this is a guy who's super fit, by the way. He says, you know, he trains very heavy in the gym, but his cardiovascular training has been relegated to 3 15-minute sessions a week of jumping rope. Now, he does some high-intensity work, and he does some things with that jump rope, period. But imagine that, just 15 minutes three times a week, and he's getting what he needs out of it to build endurance and stamina. We have an aging population. They are not only out of shape, but proprioceptive ability is being lost. They lose
balance,
their balance. They lose their balance. Their brains are shrinking. We know that jumping rope actually improves brain function. All the things that if doctors would just say, I'm writing you a prescription to get a Buddy Lee jump rope, and I want you to get his beginner course because I want you to learn how to jump rope. Come back in 6 months. I want to see how you're doing. Imagine that.
Well, I want to thank your friend in Israel. I can't say his name, but I want to thank him because you know, he knows the secret and he understands it. When people are fit and they start integrating different things into their training regimen, they start understanding how powerful, you know, certain training techniques are. Jump rope is not a gimmick. It's been around longer than most exercises. And in fact, when you learn how to do this thing the right way, 10 minutes, according to research, 10 minutes of jumping at just a very slow pace can provide the same cardiovascular benefits as 30 minutes of jogging, 2 sets of tennis, 30 minutes of racket. What you have is an exercise that integrates every muscle in the body from head to toe. And the more muscles any exercise incorporates, the higher the caloric expenditure. So, I mean, it's been around for a long time. And what I've done, Carl, is through the Jump Rope Institute, which is a charitable organization that I've just created over the last 10 to 15 years, our goal is to pretty much educate the world on how to use this exercise the right way so that you can get the greatest benefits in the least amount of time. The system that I've created is low impact, so there's no excuse why you can't do it because if you can walk, you can jump. It's, when I say low impact, that means jumping just high enough to clear the rope, which is a half an inch. It has safe progressions, but the cool thing about it is that it motivates you every step of the way to stay committed to your jump rope program.
You know, and let's talk about jumping rope. So as you pointed out, that it's very easy to get started. In fact, it if you've never jumped rope in your life, which I'm sure everybody has jumped rope when they were kids, but if you haven't jumped rope in a long time, it's so easy to get started. It takes really a lot of people, I think, are afraid because they think I just don't have the coordination. Jumping rope is a very, very natural zen-like movement for the body. Your body just gets right into the groove, doesn't it?
Well, let me say this to you. In Americans, I think that because of the fact that we are so technologically advanced, we stop walking. And, you know, one of the things that walking does, it improves gross body equilibrium, your balance. And you got to have balance to be able to coordinate the rope swing with the jump. But you take other organs, countries where people are walking a lot, they have no problems learning this skill. But jumping is a skill movement. And the way you jumped as a kid versus the way you jump as an adult is different.
Oh.
So when you become an adult who's no longer moving like you used to and you're just starting an exercise program, there is a skill. And what I've done, Carl, is develop a 3-step system that takes out the guesswork, eliminate the learning curves, and teach you step by step how to master this skill so that you don't injure yourself and you stay motivated and you get the results. And then the 3 steps that I came up with is called the base phase, the conditioning phase, and the sports training phase.
Mm-hmm.
In the base phase, what you do is learn the skill. You learn how to coordinate the rope swing to get over the rope, and you learn 2 basic techniques. In that phase, you also learn to become jump rope proficient. Then in the second phase, which is conditioning phase, which could last, you know, the first phase could last about 2 weeks because you're learning the skills, you're building endurance. From there, you learn to increase your endurance from 140 jumps to 500 jumps without a miss. Wow. And then eventually to 5 minutes. So what I'm doing is teaching you how to learn a skill, and then I teach you safe progressions, maybe like 25, 50 jumps in a row times 5 sets. Mm-hmm. Eventually you start building endurance, and then you can start sustaining your jumping where it's 500 jumps, and then eventually build up to 10 minutes of jumping. That's all taking place in the conditioning phase. Once you can, you know, sustain a 10-minute bout of jumping, then you can say you really have attained the cardiovascular benefits of jumping, because 10 minutes of jumping is the same as 30 minutes of jogging. Once you can do 10 minutes, then I start prescribing jump rope programs for you. Jump rope programs for improving speed, quickness, agility for the athlete. Jump rope programs for people who want to lose weight. So it's a different kind of jumping. Mm-hmm. I do interval training where you're jumping high intensity, low intensity, high intensity. And then jump rope programs for people who just want to have fun, just get fit, or be super fit like the CrossFitters. So 3 phases, base phase, condition phase, sports training phase. And this is what I spent, you know, 20 years researching to put in my book called Jump Rope Training. You can find those 3 steps.
Yeah, and the website is buddyleejumpropes.com. If you go to the education systems link, it's the complete jump rope system, right? That includes the jump rope and the books, right?
That's right. I mean, the system that I've come up with is that I give you the education so that you can have direction, guidelines. I mean, what is a program? What is a product without a program? And you can purchase any jump rope, but what I've done is research and develop a unique jump rope training system that makes jumping easier. It makes it easier to coordinate the rope swing with the jump and design a rope that's adjustable to your height. So what I've done is develop a high-performance patented swivel bearing system that has pretty much changed jump rope for the world,
right,
which is the external bearing, and you can adjust it to your height. And people really have a great time using this product, and they learn from my program.
And it's important that you just mentioned something. So when you watch the CrossFit games, I don't mean you, buddy, I mean the audience. When you're watching the CrossFit games and they are using a jump rope for time as part of a challenge or a workout that they're doing, that's Buddy Lee's jump ropes. I mean, Buddy Lee's jump ropes have been adopted by the CrossFit community because they are the best, most effective jump ropes in the world. And really, you've actually spent time with the people high up at CrossFit to teach them the proper way for rope jumping so that they could use it in the CrossFit games, right?
Well, yeah, well, CrossFit, which is the creator of CrossFit, was Greg Glassman. He was the guy that created CrossFit years ago, and he enlisted me and called me up while I was traveling between here and Toronto to do the Canada Fitness Professionals to be his jump rope expert. So I became the jump rope expert for CrossFit, educating them on the proper way of jumping, the foundation, how you jump the right way so that you can do a double under, which is what they do, double and triple unders, the correct way. So I did that about 3 years, and since then, as you know, CrossFit has exploded, so they're using a little bit of everybody's jump ropes, but yes, we still get a lot of requests from the CrossFit gyms to bring me in so that I can teach them how to jump the right way. So before doing a double under, learn the skill of jumping. Learn how to jump the correct way with the basic bounce and the alternate footstep, and then you could progress later to the double under.
You can go to, and we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up talking more about what Buddy Lee has been doing, actually, just coming back from D.C. and helping some kids learn about this form of jump rope. BuddyLeeJumpRopes.com. If you go to the link that says Education and Systems and choose the complete jump rope system tab, you'll be transported to a page where you will get DVDs, books, and your own rope. The whole package costs $62.95. This is so inexpensive. I mean, you don't need an expensive elliptical machine. You don't need an expensive treadmill. You don't need anything. If you want the ultimate form of cardiovascular training, the form that boxers and MMA fighters use, this is it. This is where it starts. $62.
If you want to be certified,
yeah, oh,
if you want to be certified, you can do the. You can just. I have my online course there as well, Carl.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. Right, but okay. What I want people to understand is there is no excuse not to have a jump rope as part of your fitness repertoire, according to what I think. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Buddy Lee. We're talking about jumping rope. You know, when I was a kid in Brooklyn, the girls used to turn double dutch, and the boys used to try to get involved. And I'll tell you something, jumping rope at that level, they even have competitions now for double dutch, from what I understand. But that takes a lot of skill. But what Buddy Lee has done is he's created a system that will take you from a complete neophyte, a complete beginner, you've never jumped rope in your life, and make you not only proficient at it, but allow you to use jumping rope as a way to get yourself strong and healthy and agile. And this is especially important for those of you listening to the show who are up there in age. I mean, I'm 57 years old, and I know I'm the one that's not going to age, ha, ha, ha. You know, I need to start jumping rope more, because those things, those faculties that we take for granted that give us balance and agility, they start to get dull as you age unless you challenge them progressively and sensibly with something like this. This is an amazing program. Talk about real quick the certification. If people go there and they want to actually become certified, because we have a lot of personal trainers and such that are in the audience. If they want to become certified to actually teach jumping rope, how do they become certified?
Carl, as a prerequisite, I require people to take my online course. My online course was produced with Human Kinetics. If you know Human Kinetics, it's the number one publisher of fitness and sports book in the world.
Yeah.
They're the publishers of my book. And we have an online course that takes about 2 hours, and it just really breaks down the skill. It has an interactive video that you can actually see me teaching and asking you to point out the mistakes. And it's an open book test, so there's no way to fail. And as a prerequisite, you'll take that. That's an online course, and then you can see me face-to-face to do level two, level three.
How much does that cost to become certified, buddy?
On that course for the level one certification, it's only $79.
And, oh, my God. Really?
$79, yes. And they're selling that course around the world. It's, you get continual education credits for it. And it's from American College of Sports Medicine, National Strength and Conditioning Association. It's a very credible course. In fact, I think it's the only online course in the world right now.
For jump rope, you mean?
For jump rope,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For the jump, so I had to be the first guy to do that.
Yeah, of course, of course. Okay, so let's talk about something else. You just got back from Washington, D.C., and there was a huge turnout to introduce children to jump rope. Now, a moment ago I was talking about being a kid in Brooklyn. You know, somebody's clothesline would get taken down, and the kids would bring it outside, and if we didn't have two people to turn, one person would turn, we'd tie the other two ends to a picket fence in front of somebody's house, and we would jump rope. Kids are not jumping rope as much these days, are they?
Well, I think they are, because the American Heart Association, they have been promoting jump rope as a way of fighting heart disease
uh-huh.
and preventing stroke for the last maybe 25, 30 years. So it's one of their big programs, and it's pretty much promoted in the grade school level, from grades 1 through 6. And I'm pretty sure they raise anywhere from $70 to $80 million a year, and it's their number one promotion for raising funds to fight heart disease. So
that's
a
good
deal.
Thing. Yeah.
Yes, and then, of course, the sport, they're promoting the sport of jump rope. But, yes, I think kids are jumping, but the fact is they've taken a lot of the physical activity out of the schools, so it's kind of hard for kids to do anything.
Yeah, I know. So talk about what did you do when you went to D.C.? How many people turned out? What was this all about?
Well, I flew in from Europe just for this event. It's part of Michelle Obama's a campaign to get America moving. It was sponsored by the Office of Superintendent of Schools of Education, and they had about 1,000 kids, and I was the main guy to come out there to inspire these kids to not just jump rope, be fit, but eat healthy, and also to stay focused and set goals and to make their dreams come true.
Interesting.
So, my presentation is more than jump rope. It's about, you know, fighting to make your dreams come true.
So it was a big success, I take it, huh?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was joined by the Washington Cheerleaders, Washington Redskins Cheerleaders, the G-Man for the Washington Wizards, that's the mascot.
Uh-huh.
Great dancers from D.C., the superintendent of schools was there, and just different people, and it was a great event. The kids, they all got jump ropes, and they had an incredible, great time. I think we sent you some photos of that.
Yes, I have them, and we're going to post them. We're going to put them up on our Facebook page after the show today. So talk to me about another question I have for you. If somebody has lower back problems, I have a feeling that jumping rope is probably good for you, not bad for you.
Well, let's say this. What I found out is, like, I got more injuries than probably anybody. I have a hip injury that, you know, just from jumping for so many years.
Right.
I have to, you know, eventually get that replaced, foot injury. But in my system, I'm jumping just a half inch off the surface. I'm jumping in correct shoes, and I'm jumping on a soft surface. So the way I feel about people who are injured, you either use your body or you lose it.
Right.
And even if you're injured, I found out through exercise, you strengthen the body, because one of the things that jump rope does is strengthens the core, strengthens the leg, and the key to jumping the correct way is having correct posture,
upright
position,
right,
and pushing, and learning how to take off and land the right way. So the injuries may occur from people taking off and landing improperly. In my system, I teach you the biomechanics of the takeoff and landing so that you never injure yourself.
Interesting. You said correct shoes. What are the correct shoes for jump? Like, I like to wear Five Fingers. You know, those are the minimalist. They look like a glove. They fit on your foot. And I don't run in those because they really don't absorb any shock. So would it be a mistake to try to jump rope in those? Should I be jumping rope in a different shoe, like a running shoe?
Well, I think that, you know, from things that I've learned from, you know, being barefoot training, Dr. Emily Splickle come up with barefoot training, you know, one of the reasons why we have bad feet is because we don't, you know, walk barefoot enough.
Right.
So I think that if your feet are strengthened, you can jump in what you feel comfortable with. But for myself, based on how your feet is, because all of us have different things going on with our feet and legs and stuff, you wear a pair of shoes that is comfortable for you. But jumping involves being on the balls of the feet, the metal torsos. You're not landing on heels. You're landing on the metal torsos. So you need something that can have some good support there. So I usually use a cross-trainer shoe.
Uh-huh. But like one of those, not with a very, very large heel, right? Because the heel could get in the way if you have like a really, really thick heel like you see on some of these extended distance running shoes, right?
Yes, you could. Yeah, I mean, you're not really landing on the back of your heels. It's where you really need the 4 foot padding. And so, I mean, a cross trainer shoe, any cross trainer shoe that fits your type of feet, because most people have to wear some type of orthotics in their shoes anyway. and just keep in mind that most of the impact is coming from the metatarsals.
Right, and that's really what allows you to spring, and that's really where the spring in your step is if you're up on the balls of your feet, obviously.
Yeah, balls of the feet, not the toes, the balls. And you're pushing evenly off the balls of the feet. That's one of the cool things in my book and in my certifications. I really focus a great deal on the biomechanics of the takeoff and landing, because how can people learn how to master the skill if they're taking off and landing improperly?
Uh-huh.
And when they're doing that, they're increasing the risk of injury when they're landing with a great impact. So I spent a great deal of time showing them how to take off, how to use the whole body to take off, and like a projectile motion, and how to land using the balls of the feet, the calves, the knees, the quads, and the lower back to absorb the impact, to spread it over longer time and distance to make it minimum.
Interesting. We're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, what people need to do is go to the website buddyleejumpropes.com and check out the complete jump rope system. It's got everything that you need to get started and to take you to advanced levels of jumping rope, which should be your goal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Denise Minger. She writes a blog called Raw Food SOS, Rescuing Good Health from Bad Science. We're going to talk about an interesting concept, and that is defending the low-fat diet and what it actually does provide for us. You know, this is what we always do. We find the new love of our lives today. We forget about what worked before and what was good about it. And while I'm not saying that the low-fat diet was the way to go, obviously all these years later, possibly part of the reason for the obesity epidemic, that still doesn't mean that there is some value for what we did learn that is good about the low-fat diet. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show, so hopefully you'll be able to stick around for that. Right now we're talking with Buddy Lee. Buddy travels all around the world spreading the gospel of jumping rope, and I say that specifically because more people should be jumping rope. Everybody should be jumping. I'll tell you something else. You know, Buddy, we talk about on this show all the time, your workouts need to be fun. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to stick with it. And I got to believe jumping rope is fun. It was fun when we were kids. It's got to be fun when we're adults once we learn how to do it the right way, right?
That's right. Well, that's the whole thing behind my training system. How can you be motivated to do something if someone cannot motivate you? And that's the key in the three-step system that I've created. It's going to motivate you every step of the way so that you can continue doing this exercise. And when you finally develop the capacity to start getting the benefits, it just becomes contagious. Your body has to have it. It is a very, very natural movement.
You know, I said earlier boxers have used jumping rope. I mean, sure, boxers do road work where they go for long periods of time. They'll go out for a run to increase their endurance. But when it comes to speed and agility, combining speed, agility, and endurance together, boxers have been jumping rope for decades, right? I mean, 100 years probably.
Yeah, this exercise has been synonymous with the boxing world. And Carl, what I did when I was training back in the 90s for the Olympics, I was a 92 Olympian, but in the 80s and late 80s and then the early 90s, I started researching this exercise because, you know, I started winning national titles with it and becoming top wrestler in the world. And one of the things that I was known for was my speed and quickness and conditioning. So I started learning about how this applied to other sports, jump rope and its application to volleyball players, basketball players, soccer players. Eventually, I became the official jump rope conditioning coach to all the Olympic teams. So I started educating every Olympic sport on the benefits of jump rope for their sport. And as a result, I trained over 25 Olympic teams, had over 50 Olympic gold medalists, world record holders that used my system and gave it credit for giving them that competitive advantage. And so when you learn how to use this thing the right way, it can provide advantages in time and space to give you that championship edge.
Is it all about speed and agility at that point in time? Is that really what this hones, or like explosive movement? Does that come from learning how to? Because I know when you start doing the advanced things, you know, where you're doing double and triple jumps and you're doing crossovers and you're doing all this stuff, the brain has to work really, really fast to keep the body in time with what you want to do. So what it comes down to, sounds to me like, is the ability to be not only agile but explosively fast. Is that what it gave you as an Olympic wrestler?
It gave me that, but it also I learned how to use it to target every energy system, the immediate, short-term, and long-term energy system. Because in my sport, I would compete maybe four matches in a day, and they were 5 minutes, and they were anaerobic. So I learned how to use it for quickness, to be quick in a small area, to have quick hands, quick feet, to be explosive doing double unders, triple unders, to be quick doing quick foot movements, and to target anaerobic energy system is by increasing the jump rope revolutions. So that means that I was jumping up to like 5 revolutions per second, moving my feet that quick, and transferred that kind of movement into my sport to get that edge.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I got excited. Finish that. Yeah. I'm sorry.
The goal is, how do you jump rope so that it transfers over to improving your performance in your sport? This is what I specialize in, and that's why I call what I do jump rope training. We're going to show you how to train with this rope to get the greatest benefits in the least amount of time.
How old are you now, buddy?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I can't reveal that.
I'm 57. I'll say it.
Plus, Carl.
Okay.
Are you
still as agile with the jump rope as you were back in the day?
Oh yes, because it's about training the neuromuscular system to respond to stimuli. If you move slow, that's how you're going to react. Mm-hmm. If you move quick, you're going to respond quick. So that's why I train with the rope at high intensity, very fast, very quick movements. So when I'm turning the rope, I'm turning 4 to 5 revolutions per second, and I can teach you how to do that at age 50 plus. We have one woman named Emmy Perush. She's lost about 40 pounds jumping rope, and then she's at maybe like 4 to 5 revolutions, maybe 4.5 revolutions per second after being certified by me.
And how old is she now?
After back surgery, too.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
See, the reason I asked you about this, if you're still doing it, if you're still just as agile, is this. As we age, science says we slow down, and that we slow down because of something called deterioration of the myelin sheath of the nervous system, which includes the brain. And as the myelin sheath deteriorates, there's crosstalk in between nerves. So when you want to fire a muscle really fast, it doesn't happen because there's a lot of noise on the phone line, so to speak. And so we've done shows about this, that this is what happens when people age. Their gait slows down. Their reaction time slows down. What you're telling me is that by learning to jump with the system you provide and becoming progressive, aging can actually be pushed back from that aspect, because you could actually increase your speed and increase your response time.
I think that, you know, there's people putting out science, and then I think human beings have already defied science.
Uh-huh.
They've already shown you that things that they're supposed to be scientifically proven, they've gone against it. I mean, we have just begun to tap the surface is what our minds and bodies can do. And we see it with evidence with the monks. We see it with evidence with martial artists that are like 60, 70 years of age doing mind-boggling things.
Yeah.
And when you see me jump, I can make the rope disappear in front of your eyes. I can move it that fast.
Wow.
Because one of the things that you learn through movement is that you also learn about efficiency of movement. And efficiency of movements means what? You can be just as quick. You can be quicker. So that's why you hear a lot of older guys say, man, I'm better than I used to be, because now they don't have to use all this power. They become efficient in movements.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure this is what happens with the brain and in the mind and those things that what science says. But I think that you can slow that process down by training a certain way.
Oh, I'm with you on this. I completely agree. I want to take our last commercial break. In the meantime, those of you listening to the show live, you need to go to BuddyLeeJumpRopes.com and get your complete jump rope system today. This is really important. For those of us who adhere to the tenets of a superhuman lifestyle, you need to have a jump rope, and you need to learn how to jump rope to push back the aging process, to increase your ability to train harder in the gym, to use greater efficiency in reaching cardiovascular conditioning. The jump rope will do it for you, and it does it in a small space. You don't need a lot of room to jump rope. You don't need a expensive treadmill. You don't need any of those things. You just need one of Buddy Lee's jump ropes and the course that teaches you how to not only jump rope properly, but then challenge the body by progressing up the scale. And those of you who are personal trainers, sit down and take the certification. Teach your clients about jumping rope. They will thank you. The whole reason that they hire you is because they not only want to be healthy and fit, they want to live a long, healthy life. You can help them jump rope to a long, healthy life. We'll be right back.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Buddy Lee. His website is buddyleejumpropes.com. You really should have your own jump rope. He has a complete system here, includes a book, DVDs, and a jump rope. Buddy, tell the audience, if they order the complete jump rope system, you also have the option to upgrade to the Aero style of rope. What's the difference between the Aero and the Rope Master?
Rope Master is a longer handle rope. They both still have my patented swivel bearing system, which, you know, eliminates drag, turns the rope smooth and fast with no rope tangle, and just makes it fun to jump. So Rope Master long handles, about 8-inch handles. The Aero Speed is T-grade aluminum, and it's a different feel. People use that for more straight-on jumping, double unders. And then we got the Green Hornet cable that takes the jumping to a whole nother level with a great training effect with the Aero Speed. But I'd like to just add something, Carl.
Please.
I want people to know that there's a right way and there's a wrong way to jump. And then you can go out there and you can pick up another rope, pick up any kind of rope, and you'll try to think about some of the things that I talked about, and you'll try to jump and try to figure out, okay, how to use this thing. But you won't know what you're doing right or what you're doing wrong. And what I've done is spent 20-something years researching how this exercise works. So I've put together a system that makes it easy for you. It eliminates learning curves, takes out the guesswork, and just teach you step by step how to master this skill so that you can get those incredible benefits. And so, you know, that's why we have the book. The book is the number one selling book in the world for jump rope training. And then we got a jump rope that just makes it fun to want to jump. And as a jump rope expert and motivator, I'm always around through emails or whatever to ask, give you some tips or whatever and advice about jumping. If you spot Buddy Lee, I can be anywhere in the world. I can be in a tuxedo, it doesn't make a difference. If you're jumping with one of my ropes, I'll come by and show you what you're doing, right or wrong, or just, hey, say hi. Thanks for jumping with my rope.
That's amazing. And you know what? No one has put the time and effort in to unlock the value and teach the skill sets that are required to jump rope properly. Sure, you're right. People can go out to some sporting goods store and buy a jump rope and start jumping rope. They won't jump for long. And you know they're going to be jumping wrong.
Why
not do it right? I mean, who else has a certification program out there besides Buddy? I mean, this is the way to go. Buddy pays me nothing to be on this show. I believe in what Buddy does because Buddy is changing lives with something that people completely overlook as a method of cardiovascular conditioning and training, but it does so much more. You could walk for the next hour and a half. You won't. Your brain and your body will not benefit from the things that it will learn from jumping rope. It will not. It will not. It will not improve your speed. It will not improve your gait. It will not do any of those things that jumping rope will do. Jumping rope will reverse the aging process of the brain. You're not going to get that just by walking.
Yes.
Why are you laughing, buddy?
I say I'm living proof of that.
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy is saying, I'm 50 plus. So he doesn't want to tell you his real age, and that's okay. I'm cool with that. And he's jumping just as fast as he ever had. What does that tell you? There's people out there who are slowing down. They're like, oh, I got to sell this house because it has stairs and I got to move. What? Get yourself a jump rope. Learn how to jump rope. You'll be climbing those stairs faster than you did when you were in your 20s. And you don't have to sell the house then. Buddy, who's the kid who won the challenge? One of your assistants emailed me the pictures.
Yeah, we didn't get the kid's name, but what we did for the kids, we have different little challenges to get them jumping because after I do a motivational talk and tell them a story about how I got started with jumping by a martial artist, then I do a little performance, and then the kids, they started jumping, so we have them doing different exercises. And so one of the games was who could jump the longest, and once you make a mistake, you have to sit down. And I don't know the kid's name, but he won the contest. And so what we did was just put my Olympic jacket around him and just let him know that we believe in him and he's going to be the next Olympian he's going to be next champion in life and next Olympian. So just get that experience to inspire the kids and throughout the program we motivate kids.
And help them believe in themselves. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The picture that I have of you on Facebook that'll be on our website later today when we publish this show, you are actually jumping through the rope. It looks like you're up in the air. This shot was taken while you were airborne, and it looks like you're bringing the rope over your head. What is that jump called, buddy?
I don't see which jump.
You've got the red, white, and blue. You got the red and white and blue pants on. You got a headband on, and you're up in the air. Your legs.
They call it DK cross or something. That was one of the moves that come from the sport of jump rope.
Man.
I don't do that so often, but I do it sometimes in my presentation. And just one of my other trademark moves that people have seen all around the world, I invented this back in the 80s, is when you see kids jumping on their behind, just sitting down and jumping. That's called the buddy bounce. And
when
you lay down flat, I can lay down flat and jump rope, and I can take two ropes, one going in opposite directions and lift my body up and jump off the rope. That you can find that on Discovery Channel on their YouTube channel or whatever you can find that.
See, I'll never be able to learn to do that because I don't have a butt, buddy.
But don't try that stuff. That's just for show. That's not jumping. That's just show stuff.
I know. Look, it's always great having you on the show. And where are you heading now? You're a globe traveling jump roping guy. Where are you heading now?
Well, I'm heading to China, and I just want to, say something, Carl. I'd like to make you official ambassador of the Buddy Lee Jump Rope System, and I would just want you to know that this is what my mission is. This is not a gimmick. It's not about money for me. It's about all the things that you talked about, all the crazy things going on with our governments, how people are dying from obesity and stuff, and I feel that we all have a responsibility, and we all can help each other. This is my way of making a difference in the world. I use that rope as a tool to get your attention, but I'm talking much more about jump rope. I'm talking about the power of the mind, what we have inside ourselves to have an amazing life. So I travel down to China I go to Beijing, and then I go to another city. And the Chinese government has made it mandatory for their kids to jump rope as part of physical fitness. They estimate about 1 billion people would be jumping rope, and there's a company that's bringing me down to consult with them to create a jump rope craze in China and give them more direction on how to make this thing the cool thing to do. So I'm excited about that. My mission is about the world. It's about people. It's about bringing people together with the power of the jump rope.
I love it, man. I got to tell you something. I'm inspired. I feel like I should be standing when you're talking and saluting. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think what you're doing is amazing. And you know what? If one-tenth of the people who hear this message actually take the message, that's one-tenth of the people out there that are going to reverse disease. They're going to be healthier. They're going to age better. I mean, it's great. Just one, I got to ask you to do me one big favor, buddy. When you go to China, just make sure they don't all jump at the same time, because we'll knock the planet right off the axis.
That's right, man. They don't, that's about one-fifth of the world's population.
Yeah, just tell them they have to do it in shifts, okay? Because we don't want everybody jumping at the same time over there, because we'll feel it over here in America. Buddy.
That's for sure. They got some amazing people. They're amazing, amazing culture. So much history there. For me, it's an honor. And I just want to say that this crusade that I'm on is what I'm going to be doing until I die. And I can't do this alone. I need people like the great Carl Lenore, who promotes health and wellness, to be one of my ambassadors, and anybody else who's helping people to learn a system that I created just for us. It's the opportunity for us to do things the right way. And, you know, I come from the world of sports. I'm not a businessman. What I am is a person who cares about what's happening to this planet. And I found a way to be able to reach people through the power of the jump rope. It's neutral. It's not competing with anybody. It's something that everybody can relate to, and there's so much joy in it. And so through this training tool and training technique, I'm able to get my message across and motivate and encourage people to jump rope as a way of life.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's why I said spreading the gospel of jump rope. That's what Buddy Lee's doing. Go to BuddyLeeJumpRopes.com. Get one for yourself. Get one for your kids. Get them as Christmas presents. These are amazing Christmas presents right now, folks. Go there. Buddy, we'll talk to you soon, brother.
Thank you very much, Carl, for how many.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the low-fat diet. Is there something valuable about the low-fat diet that we are now throwing out, so the proverbial baby in the bathwater? We're going to find out. Stay tuned.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know
know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Just a couple reminders. I have not decided what we're giving away this week for the secret word contest, but the secret word contest is in effect. We have a new secret word. Listen during the commercial breaks. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair at superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win, and we'll announce what the prize will be tomorrow on my Facebook page and on the show, of course. But hey, don't wait. It's going to be something great. You know that. Also, I just want to remind people you can get a free you can enter to win a 1-year supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant alternative. OGI is made with things like magnesium, pure dead sea salt, and other natural ingredients. No harmful chemicals, no aluminum, nothing harmful. And you can win a complete year's supply. Go to superhumanradio.com. There's a banner ad that rotates at the top. You'll see it, click it, and enter your name and email address to be entered to win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside amazing natural deodorant. So I said earlier when we were getting ready to introduce Buddy Lee that we humans are a peculiar group of people, because we tend to fall in love with something for a while, and then we lose interest in it for whatever reason, and then we fall in love with something else, and we forget anything that was good about what we just abandoned. I think that is really the thrust of this discussion today with my guest, Denise Minger. How you doing, Denise?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Good, good. And you have a blog called Raw Food SOS, Rescuing Good Health from Bad Science. I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
And you wrote a blog post that really got a lot of people's attention. And you didn't title it this way because you were pandering. It really is the thrust of the blog, In Defense of Low Fat, A Call for Some Evolution of Thought. So what made you write this blog post, first of all?
It was a few different factors that eventually reached a melting point in my mind. One of them is the fact that when I was a teenager, I was a raw vegan. I was, a fruit-based raw vegan eating about 3,000 calories of fruit, sugar, each day. So that was a very extreme diet. And when I was in that community, it was obviously, I left eventually, but when I was in that community, something really was fascinating that I observed, and that is the fact that a lot of the people I knew who were eating a similar diet were able to either go off diabetes medications or, you know, at least dramatically improve the state of their diabetes. A lot of people were healing various conditions they had came into the diet with, and it was something that made sense to me at the time because I was kind of brainwashed into believing this philosophy. But I eventually had my own health problems, left that community, and at the same time, never really forgot what I had observed within it. So here I am, you know, 10, 11, 12 years later, got me old. Wow, time goes by. And I'm, you know, now I kind of switch over to this ancestral approach where I really see the value of animal products, of some higher fat items, so on and so forth. And within this new community that I guess I identify with more, there's suddenly this tendency to kind of bash the really low-fat thing, and also a tendency to blame carbohydrates, especially sugar, for all these modern diseases that we're experiencing. Mm-hmm. So for me, this idea that's starting to prevail, not only in alternative medicine and nutrition, but also in the mainstream increasingly, this anti-carbohydrate, anti-low-fat movement, it's never really squared with the experiences that I had when I was a raw vegan. So in the back of my mind, I've always had this question of, my goodness, how did this diet that was based on 30 bananas a day or whatever, how did that work, and why didn't that make people's conditions worse? So when I wrote this blog post, that was part of the incentive. The other part was just, I guess, a growing observation that was happening to me, looking at all these social media things and different articles, all these different magazines and people promoting the idea that it was carbohydrates that drove America's obesity epidemic and that is causing diabetes and heart disease and so on and so forth. And the more I see that gaining a hold in mainstream thought, again, the more my mind was going, but wait a minute, what about those raw vegans, those fruitarians, these people eating really, really low-fat diets that were really, really high in carbohydrates, and we're not getting those diseases. So eventually I decided, well, I'm just going to kind of research what's there for that super low-fat movement and see if I can figure out why it was working, see if there's really any clinical evidence in support of it. And what I found is, I posted, this is only half of what I'm going to post, it's what's up on my blog right now, it's part one, but part one delineates this history we have that goes back way further than I think most people realize. It goes on before Ansel Keys, before we tend to believe the low-fat movement started, and it includes a wide range of researchers and doctors who are using a low-fat diet to treat the conditions of the time very successfully. And so I was so interested in this, I decided I just had to blog about it.
So, and you said something, okay, so when I first read Randy Roach's first volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, which chronicles the historic origins of physical culture, but more importantly, the dietary templates that physical culture has found worked so well. Research like, about Stefansson and all these other people out there who have kind of been quoted whenever appropriate to support someone's opinion about this and that. You know, one of the things that I did come away with, the early bodybuilders understood that eating fat in the presence of carbohydrates was possibly counterproductive if your objective was to become very lean. And let's also say that a byproduct of or becoming lean is a byproduct of better blood sugar management and insulin sensitivity. But when you ate we have this notion of a well-rounded plate. Oh, you know, you should have this group and that group and this group and that group and this group and that. Which, by the way, from an ancestral standpoint or even a paleo standpoint, has always boggled my mind, because I know that I've said this on the show that the audience is going to laugh. You know, my paleo ancestors didn't go, oh, okay, we finally caught this elk we've been tracing for 3 days. You know what would go good with this? Some broccoli. Someone go get some broccoli. And no, they ate elk for 3 days until there was no elk left. And then they went and looked for something else. So this whole idea of food combining is actually a relatively new phenomenon in from an evolutionary perspective. And when you look at some of the research that was done for the book Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, you find out that guys like Vince Gironda and these other people, Armin Tanney, even Jack LaLanne, they understood that when you combine carbohydrates with fats, something happened as opposed to when you ate the carbs by themselves or the fats by themselves. So is that what you came away with when you started doing your research, or is it even deeper than that?
It's essentially, well, I think that actually is the exact same thought that I was having as I was researching this, which is, you know, going back to your broccoli and elk analogy, before there was refrigeration and ways of preserving food, when you encountered something that was highly perishable in the wild but energy dense, you were going to gorge yourself on that. We see it even with, you know, non-human primates, like the chimpanzees, when the fig season is abounding, they will literally gorge themselves on figs until they pass out under fig trees, and then once they wake back up out of their sugar coma or whatever, they go back and eat more. And they'll do that, and then of course they'll have occasional hunting sprees where, for either social reasons or nutritional reasons, they'll go hunt monkeys and then gorge on that. And so it's like, as you said, what is the precedent for, oh, let's save some of this highly perishable food and then go spend time acquiring this other food and combine them. I don't think that happened, and that's, of course, speculation on my part.
You know what? I wish I could hug you right now. You know why? Because no, I'm going to tell you why. Because I've been talking about this premise for about 6 years. In fact, I even did a show that backfired on me because I thought the guy that I was having on, I can't remember who it was, we were talking about polyphasic diets because of availability and seasonality. And I promoted this notion that, you know, we'd probably be better off just eating a single food at a time. And it didn't work. And ever since then, I've been like gently implying this during discussions. Even with Dr. Lauren Cordain, I implied this. And, you know, well, but you have to remember that when you combine this with that, it blunts gastric emptying. And in back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, gastric emptying blunting is a relatively new phenomenon. Chances are when back in the day, like, I don't know, pick a time, 40,000 years ago, we weren't like, man, I hope this bloats me for 5 hours so I'm not hungry again. We wanted food to be done and on so we could eat more food. So this whole notion of like slowing down gastric emptying, that's a relatively new concept as well. And I keep coming back to this notion that there may be some magic in the idea of eat your beef, and after you're done digesting your beef, maybe then go eat your broccoli. But don't eat them at the same meal. What do you think about it? You think I'm crazy?
I don't actually, honestly, see, that's a practice that I picked up when I was a raw vegan, this idea of mono meals, where you're eating to satisfaction a single food at a time. And the reason I did that was I just found it much more fulfilling. I actually found that I enjoyed food a lot more and could experience the diverse flavors of a single item when I was just eating one food at a time. And what you might find really interesting is something I'm going to be talking about in my next blog post, which is we have this idea that, oh, we should slow down the blood sugar response and, you know, blunt the glucose response or gastric emptying when we're eating carbohydrates, and we do that by combining the carbs with fat. Well, there's actually a number of studies out there showing that, yeah, glucose response goes down when if you're a normal, non-death diabetic individual when you combine fat and carbohydrate, but the insulin response actually stays the same. And when we look at studies of diabetics, there's a great study I'll be blogging about that uses a potato, for instance. You feed a diabetic a potato and you measure their glucose response and their insulin response after the potato. And then you do the same experiment adding 10 grams of butter to the potato, 20 grams, and 50 grams of fat to the potato, and then so on and so forth. And if you chart what happens, glucose, the blood sugar response actually does not go down for diabetics, first of all. And the insulin response, when you add fat, is higher than when you're eating a carbohydrate food alone, again, in diabetes. And so what we can see is, so even in normal individuals, you end up needing more glucose to deal with a smaller amount of blood sugar. And essentially that means that fat is potentiating the secretion of insulin. So when you're adding fat to a meal, it's actually making you less insulin sensitive in the context of that meal.
Oh, and that's, God.
Isn't that fascinating? It's so fascinating. I was coming across all these like fascinating studies, and I was like, so I wanted to put them in my first blog post, and it got to 17,000 words. I was like, this needs to be done. I'm just going to post this one and save all the goodies for the next post.
Right.
So there's, you know, there's research like that. There's different research, you know, using different foods showing kind of the same thing. And so for diabetics in particular, there's this misguided wisdom that we need to slow down their insulin response by adding fat to their meals, but it's actually going to have the exact opposite effect, and it's probably going to worsen their condition. And, of course, so we see that happen when we're combining fat and carbohydrate, and we think, oh, it must be the carbohydrate that is the problem here, and so we're going to put these people on really low-carbohydrate diets. And, yeah, that can kind of work as a Band-Aid treatment. A lot of people are able to manage their blood sugar much better on a low-carb diet versus one that's kind of a mixture of fat and carbohydrate. But what's so fascinating is there's sort of this U-shaped curve that happens where if you take away the fat as well, even diabetics, their insulin sensitivity will improve, their blood sugar response after meals will go down, and a lot of people, especially in the studies I discussed in my blog post, were actually able to essentially cure their diabetes by removing the pretty much all added fat from their diets.
Wow. And that, you know, and this is in the face of, you know, people literally, I mean, I'm one of them, but I've been eating raw butter for a decade now because I love the taste of raw butter. But there are people out there who, you know, they're eating butter and coconut oil and all these fats because now fats are in vogue. Carbs are for poor people, according to the movie from Prada to Nada. And you know, so it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to eat a lot of fat. And it's backfiring on them, in my humble opinion. It really is. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk more about the whole fat phenomenon. We're talking right now with Denise Minger. She has a book called Death by Food Pyramid. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Her website is rawfoodsos.com. And we're also going to tell you, if you like what she's talking about and you think that she's the right person to help you, how you can actually get in touch with her for a consultation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the low-fat diet with Denise Minger. Her website is Raw Food SOS. Or Raw Foods Operating System, OS, depending on how you want to put that together. And you can also check out her book, Death by Food Pyramid, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. So, real quick before we continue on, if someone is listening to you and they're going, wow, you know, she really gets it, I need to talk to her, I've got some problems, how do people reach you?
Oh, you can go onto my website, as you just said, rawfoodsoperating.com. And there should be a contact page on there, and there's also a page specifically for consultations if anybody is interested.
Okay. So Alex Leaf, who booked this interview, because Alex is interested in all things nutrition, and he has no agendas whatsoever, he said you need to ask Denise about the real, quote-unquote, low-fat diet. What is the real low-fat diet?
Oh, this is a great question. So in America, especially starting in the 1980s, we started defining low-fat as anything that is less than 30% of calories as fat. And so when we see the recommendations from the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, American Dietetic Association, so on and so forth, even the USDA, when they tell us low-fat, they're talking about 30% of calories or less. And this is a problem because, as I have shown in my blog post that I recently posted, the effects of a truly low-fat diet, like the things that are the therapeutic benefits, this reduction in, you know, diabetes symptoms and heart disease and all these chronic conditions that seem to be helped by the diet, they don't start appearing until the fat intake gets to about 10% of calories.
Mm.
So we're conducting all these studies, calling them low-fat studies and saying, wow, this is not working. The low-fat thing must be a huge sham. The problem is we're using 30% of calories, maybe 25%, once in a blue moon, 20%. But very rarely is it actually hitting that 10% mark, largely because it is difficult in a normal kind of diet to get that low because you have to omit pretty much all added oils and you know, strictly limit fatty meats and so forth. So the problem is we're assigning these so-called non-benefits, these problems, to a diet that is not actually even low-fat, and blaming it on the fact that the diet is low-fat. And we see that, too, in the whole, you know, low-fat diet is causing this, low-fat, high-carb diet is causing this obesity epidemic in America. We're saying, oh, well, you know, we had these government recommendations to reduce fat intake, and people tried that, and we only got fatter and sicker, so it must be the cause of that must be this low-fat diet that people are going on. When in reality, we can see that our fat intake has been, in absolute gram amounts, almost identical even since the dietary guidelines were instilled, we have not actually reduced our fat intake on an absolute level. We've only started eating more carbohydrates on top of it. So this whole idea that we've gone on a low-fat diet, first of all, is complete baloney because we haven't even reduced our fat intake. Second of all, we're defining low-fat in the wrong way, and it's causing us to miss the therapeutic benefits that can actually be achieved through a true low-fat diet.
So from an evolutionary perspective, why do you think these things are happening? And everything seems to be explained from an evolutionary perspective. So when we were hunter-gatherers and we were hunting and gathering things, fat was probably, well, fat is a very, very dense macronutrient that provides a lot of energy but is a little bit more complex in breaking it into real usable energy unless you're in ketosis. Why do you think this phenomenon is occurring? Have you thought about it from an evolutionary perspective?
Yeah, I do think it squares with an evolutionary philosophy quite a bit, because seasonally we would be experiencing deficits in wild game meat for certain periods of the year. There would probably be long stretches where we'd have to rely on gathered higher carbohydrate foods like tubers and fruit and honey. And so I think that it's quite possible that we experience these different macronutrient extremes during different parts of the year, or even different parts of a single month. And it's also worth noting that for the ketogenic diet that people are practicing today, it's virtually impossible to achieve nutritional ketosis, you know, a diet that is high enough in fat without being extremely low in calories but induces ketosis, just using natural, unmodified foods. If you look at the fat content of wild game meat, it tends to be very low, even if you're focusing on the fattiest parts of the animal. Mm-hmm. Our sources of almost pure fat in the wild are very, very rare. It's maybe if you eat a coconut or something, you're getting a lot of fat from the meat, but even then you have a lot of fiber and other different nutrients. So what's going on is right now with people recreating ketogenic diets, I think it's a different type of ketogenic diet than we would have been able to experience in the wild. And I do think we frequently flipped into ketosis throughout evolution. I think that's pretty clear that would have had to happen. Food was not always abundant, and we would have been in stasis of some isolation much of the time. But at the same time, we need to remember that the kinds of diets that are filled with cream, with coconut oil, MCT oil, the fattiest cuts of meat, pork belly, bacon, and so forth, those kinds of foods were not in abundance during most of our evolution. We'd be very fortunate to find a very fatty, wobbly animal that would come and impale itself on our spear.
Yeah.
You know, earlier in human history, it just didn't happen that much. Animals didn't want to eat, and they often had to run and exercise and
they're very lean. Anybody who's ever hunted, I mean, I used to be an avid hunter. There's no such thing as a fat deer or a fat elk. When you that meat is very lean. In fact, it's one of the things that people don't like about wild game. They say it's gamey. What they're really saying, it's kind of tough because there's very little intramuscular fat in those animals because they're moving all day. They're not in a CAFO with somebody feeding them, you know, 6 kilos of corn a day and making them stand still.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, no, you're right on with that. So what about this notion? So I'm fasting for the next 2 to 3 days, and I do this periodically. I do intermittent fasting just as a – I don't like to call it intermittent fasting because it almost achieves some sort of zealot-like meaning. What I like to call it is a more ancestral meal frequency. I tend to stop eating at 6 p.m. at night, and I generally don't eat again until either – around 6 a.m. in the morning or after my workout, depending on how I'm feeling. But the next 2 to 3 days, I will be completely fasted. Now, that's an instance where I believe my body will start to depend on ketones. And the right way, instead of a therapeutic dietary intervention to produce ketosis, this I feel like is the way the body likes to use ketones, and that is to use the stored body fat as a source of ketones. What do you think of that?
I think that's completely accurate. I think that's a great idea, and I think that's probably much more evolutionary aligned for the reasons I just stated, and also because when you're fasting that way, you're not just experiencing the benefits of ketosis, you're also getting the benefits of an extremely reduced protein intake, too, which seems to have unique benefits on its own, especially with methionine restriction. So you're experiencing a lot of benefits. Your body is off. It's a state that human bodies have experienced throughout history, throughout evolution, and it's something that is quite normal and I think allows for a lot of repairs to happen. So, opposing that to guzzling cups of cream or just eating tons of butter and fat bomb things that are, I don't know, famous mixtures of cream cheese and butter and coconut oil that I'm sure are delicious, but it's like, wow, I don't know how good that is for a person long term. There's also this problem that I'm going to also be talking about in my next blog post, which is for some portion of the population, not everybody, but there's some studies that were done back in the 1940s, 1950s, and 1960s where people were, researchers were dividing patients up in terms of whether they are type A personality or type B personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so these type A people, they're the very high strung ones, the ones that are stressed out, probably have higher cortisol levels and stress hormones. And they would do this experiment, which again is fascinating to me because we don't really see this kind of experiment being done anymore, not with actual whole foods. What they would do is they would give this group of people, type A versus type B people, a cup of fresh cream with virtually nothing else in it, maybe a little bit of cocoa powder, but it was just pure cream. And they would measure the people's responses afterwards in terms of blood lipid responses, blood oxygenation. For people who had angina, chest pain due to heart disease, they would also measure whether people were having attacks after these meals. And what they found was the vast majority of people who were considered type A, especially the ones who were either coronary disease prone or already had heart disease, at the peak of fat being released into the bloodstream, you know, they called it the peak lactescence, when the blood would turn very milky because of all the fat in it, people in the type A group would almost universally experience attacks of angina, and their blood oxygen would be extremely low. Microscope examinations would show that their blood would be very clumpy and coagulate, mm-hmm. and there would actually be blockages of circulations in the smaller capillaries. Again, during the peak of this blood being, their blood being very lactescent and full of fat. And so the type B people occasionally had that happen, but not as much. And what this showed was essentially there's something pretty pathogenic that happens, not in a fasted state. You know, we do most of our studies looking at fasted triglycerides, fasted blood sugar, fasted cholesterol, so on and so forth. But what actually matters in some other senses is what happens postprandially after a meal. Mm-hmm. So here we have this example of people eating a pretty accurate description of what many people on very low carbohydrates are doing, which is ingesting very large amounts of fat in one sitting, even in the absence of carbohydrates. And for a certain portion of people, we're going to see something that essentially is either contributing to heart disease or it's worsening heart disease. And so, yeah, the ketogenic diet, you can have the benefits of ketones. There's a lot of really interesting research going on with that. But there's definitely some people who are going to respond unfavorably to that kind of diet when you're enacting nutritional ketosis versus fasted ketosis.
You think that's because these people evolved under the lack of fat availability for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years, if you trace them back. And so there's some polymorphism like we see in the Ashkenazi Jews. They have a genetic, I guess it's called an allele, that shows that fish oils are not good for them. It actually could cause them to have problems. You think that those people who respond to fat that way, it's because they evolved without a lot of fat in the diet?
I think there's very possibly some kind of genetic root to it. I also think there may be environmental and lifestyle factors,
mm-hmm,
like
yeah.
whatever, you know, it's that maybe the interaction of post-meal blood lipids with high cortisol. I really don't know. There might be some interaction there. But I've also often wondered, you're right, yeah, is there some kind of genetic root to this? Because we also know, like, apolipoprotein E4 carriers, for
right.
instance, tend to respond pretty poorly to saturated fat. So maybe there's some other stuff we haven't discovered that can help explain this.
You know what's really funny? So, and I actually brought this up during a show once that we did with a doctor who was talking about cholesterol. And I talked about, I was talking about the thrombotic effect of foods, you know, because we know that some foods are blood thinning. We also have to take into account that some foods are blood thickening. And I said, I remember as a kid, before I was in my 20s, two uncles and two other people that were not direct relatives, all having massive heart attacks that night or the morning after a family wedding. You know, we're Italian, family wedding, get together, lots of food, lots of booze. I mean, just a lot of fun. And then, you know, my mother would say, oh, your Uncle August had a heart attack last night. And I had this, and I used to think to myself, what is it about these weddings that it's killing people? And then as I got older, I started to think about, you know, the food that we were eating. Did it bring on a clot that ended up giving this person a heart attack? And what you're talking about makes perfect sense to me, because I've actually seen this happen, you know, firsthand. I've seen people actually have ischemic events after, you know, overindulging in lots of fats and sugars and alcohol and all that sort of stuff. And bam, the blood gets like sludge, and these problems show up. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you to tell me why reducing methionine for a period of time is actually good. That interested me. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Absolutely.
Okay, stay tuned. We're talking with Denise Menger. Her website is rawfoodsos.com. You can read her blog. You can also reach out to her if you want a consultation, as well as order her book, Death by Food Pyramid. Very accurate title. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you ever wanted to get bigger, stronger, and leaner in record time, September is the month to let Rob Ragish and the Blueprint Army help you make it happen. If you're not gaining, there's a reason for it. Stop wasting your time and head on over to CoachRobRagish.com, where there exists a vault of training, diet, and supplement tricks like no other. Act now, because the door closes September 30th. Visit CoachRobRagish.com today to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. That's not me clearing my throat. I always feel compelled to say that when that song starts playing. I'm guilty of clearing my throat, but I have a little button that keeps it from going out over the air. We're talking with Denise Minger. Her website is rawfoodsos.com. I got to tell you, Denise, I want to have you back on the show. And it's not just because you agree with me about a lot of things. But that's part of it, actually. No, so it's all good. It's all good. Methionine restriction. Why is it beneficial?
Oh, so this is so interesting. So I'm sure you're familiar with anti-aging and longevity research, life extension research, showing benefits of calorie restriction. Well, we've actually been doing, not we, I guess I'm not the one researching this, but I read about it. Researchers have been looking more at the mechanisms behind why that occurs, and what a lot of people are identifying is it's not actually the reduction of energy intake. It's a reduction of protein intake, and in particular, one amino acid, which is methionine. And this is really interesting to me because a lot of our really rich sources of methionine are things like muscle meats, parts of the animal that we in the Western world tend to favor, whereas we tend to now discard the organ meats and the bones and the cartilage and all the actual more nutritious parts of creatures.
Right.
So anyway, so the research that's coming out right now is showing that restricting methionine can potentially reduce tumor growth, reduce cancer cell division, reduce even risk of heart disease. And in mice and rodent studies, it's definitely showing that there's a longevity benefit by restricting these animals' methionine intake, even when their calorie intake and overall is remaining the same. And even taking this one step further, there's actually a small number of studies. It's still kind of speculative at this point, but it makes sense to me, showing that it's not just methionine restriction that's helping. It's actually methionine restriction and an increase of glycine, a different amino acid. And there's actually been some studies showing that, yeah, we're on rodents, showing that, yeah, when you restrict methionine, that has the potential to increase these animals' lifespan. But the exact same effect can be created by supplementing their diets with glycine. So there's something about this methionine-glycine ratio that I believe is completely out of whack for most of us in the Western world, because we're omitting the best sources of glycine from our diet, which, you know, things like bone broth, connective tissue in animal, anything that's cartilage related. Most people don't eat those kinds of foods anymore. We throw them away, including organ meats as well. They tend to be higher in glycine than muscle meats and animals. So my impression right now, just from scouring the research, is that there's probably a benefit to restricting methionine. I think that's pretty clearly identified at this point. And more speculatively, there may be a benefit of increasing glycine even without restricting methionine. I think both of those can have very similar effects. But anyway, they're saying, you know, restricting protein by fasting, it tends to be a pretty beneficial practice, and we've seen it all over the world in different cultures, as I'm sure you're aware. Even the Greek Orthodox, part of the reason that different areas in Greece have very long-lived people may be due to the fact that in the Greek Orthodox religion, there is regular fasting that's done on the holy holidays, even on certain days of the week. Animal products in particular are restricted, and so methionine intake cyclically occurs throughout the year.
Well,
and that may be... Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I was done.
What I was going to say was, and the Bulgarians discovered that by having their athletes eat no protein for 2 to 3 days caused a greater protein synthetic response, almost a boomerang effect, when they started eating protein again. So those out there who are interested in building more muscle, protein restriction may actually allow you, if you do it systematically, periodically, protein restriction may actually give you greater gains. That it's counterintuitive, I know, but the Bulgarians discovered that years ago. They would actually have their athletes not eat any protein for like 2 days, 3 days, and then go back to their normal protein intake, and they would see dramatic changes in the musculature from the enhanced protein synthetic response. And from an evolutionary perspective, this makes sense. When the body responds when you take away something that is really important to it by changing what it plans to do when it finally gets some more of it. And that's an amazing phenomenon. I love the glycine story as well, because you're right. For those of us who have ever hunted, if you've ever come upon an animal that's been attacked by wild dogs, what you find is they're not eating the hind quarters. They actually eviscerate the animal. They eat all the entrails, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. They eat all that first. And then if after that's left, then they'll move to the haunches and the hamstrings and the back legs and all that sort of stuff. But they want the goods. The goods are everything that's inside, all the organ meat.
Right. You know, and even Weston Price discovered that during some of his travels in the 1930s. In his the book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, he wrote about the Indians of the northern Canadian Rockies. And something he observed with them is that when they had a kill, they would eat, of course, the organ meats and the bone marrow and all these other goodies that were in the animal, and they would actually feed the muscle meat to their dog and not even eat it themselves.
Yeah.
And there's clearly some wisdom to that. I think it's definitely something we see all over the world.
Very, very cool. So let's wrap it up on the low-fat diet for a second, because then I want to take our last break and I want to come back and talk about your book, Death by Food Pyramid. So the position that you have right now, given all of your research, is that there are benefits to excluding fat or reducing fat to 10% of energy intake. Is that forever or indefinitely or periodically? How would you approach that?
I would definitely say that's periodically, and this is another important point that I hope to emphasize in my next blog post, which is the fact that just because this diet has a certain effect short-term or even long-term for certain people, if we look at the historical precedent for staying on especially like an animal food-free diet, a diet that's extremely low-fat without any days of feasting on more fatty foods, there's really no examples of that. Even the really low-fat cultures out there, historically and today, they tend to have certain days each year, each month, where they'll really kind of go all out and eat a lot of fat and kind of indulge in all these animal foods, either for celebratory purposes or because they acquired a lot of nutrient-dense animal foods during that time. And so there's definitely a benefit to consuming higher-fat foods for fat-soluble vitamins. It can help boost sex hormone production. It can really add a lot of nutrient value to your diet, to break that whole very low-fat thing once in a while. And so my conclusion is kind of what you've been saying here is that we're probably adapted to kind of swinging between extremes, first of all, going through different cycles of abundance versus restriction. And I think the least evolutionary plausible design is to have to be eating a very consistent diet throughout the entire year. I think that's probably the least plausible thing we could imagine our ancestors doing. So my thoughts right now are that for maximum benefit in terms of what the macronutrient extremes can bring, along with maximum nutritional benefit, there's probably a case to be made for swinging between these different extremes on a very calculated level. I think eating low fat for a few days and then maybe going to a higher fat day might work really well. What you're doing, you know, fasting for a few days is also going to be really beneficial. And basically just combining these different things that we've seen have clinical success into a single eating program so that we can benefit from each and every one of them.
You know, the cold weather is coming. So I am a big fan of raw unpasteurized milk, but I lose my taste for raw milk as soon as it gets cold out. And my farmer, this wonderful Mennonite family, you know, Jay King, he told me a long time ago, well, you know, we stop producing milk in the coldest weather because the cows need the energy. They need the milk for the babies, and they just don't produce as much milk. And I never knew that, but I just lose my appetite for raw milk in the wintertime. And that's part of the reason that I started to think about this polyphasic way of eating. So, you know, abundance and availability probably would predict what our ancestors ate. In the warm weather, when things were green and growing, they probably ate a lot more of the produce type categories of foods that we eat today. But now snow starts coming in, green things start dying. Also, the ground cover is there, snow, so you're picking up nuts and stuff like that doesn't happen. Animals, including humans, were fighting to find food. That is when animals probably became food to a greater degree. Also, killing an animal in the wintertime, the cold weather would keep it longer. You know, you could just leave it laying in the snow, cover it with snow, come back and eat some more of it. So I would think that if someone really wanted to explore this whole paleo thing and really do it right, they would have to start to talk about, A, the lack of food combining, B, the impetus of food availability would play on what should be a polyphasic diet. I would think that for these months that are coming in now, we would be eating a lot more lean animal proteins because we would be exploiting these other animals that are also starving and looking for food. And then when the weather started getting warm again, we probably didn't bother hunting animals as much, and we started eating a lot of the greens that presented themselves without a fight.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But then again, I don't have any degree, so no one's going to listen to me.
Yeah, your community doesn't matter.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your book, Death by Food Pyramid. I love it. We're talking with Denise Minger. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein, isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is carbohydrate. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way
way to build your client base? Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget to check out the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate product in the world, Crealkaline. You can get a free sample by going to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom right-hand side of the page, you'll see the banner that says Ask the Scientist. Ask Dr. Jeff Galini for a free sample of Crealkaline. Don't forget to include your mailing address or you won't get it. We're talking with Denise Minger. We're going to change the subject just slightly now, and I say just slightly. I've talked about how none of the politicians today, during 2012, during 2008, or any other period of time, ever address the vital question when they talk about healthcare: why are so many people fat and sick? No one asked this question. The analogy that I've given on the air was there was a cartoon when I was a kid. I'm 57 years old. It was a black and white cartoon. It was silent. There was no spoken word. It was music playing in the background. And in the cartoon, the cat would be rowing a boat. The mouse would jump in the boat, pull the cork out of the bottom of the boat. The cat would start bailing the water, but the water was coming in so fast, the cat would just look into the camera from that perspective and put his hands up like, what can I do? And the boat would sink and the mouse would laugh. That is the state of healthcare today. No one is asking the logical question, okay, how do we cork the hole? So there's no more water coming in the boat. And then let's figure out what to do with all these sick, obese people. And that's because in order to ask that question, a nasty answer must be given. And politicians would have to pee in their own Cheerios by pointing out that it's politics and special interests that are ruining your health. The book is called Food, Death by Food Pyramid, How Shoddy Science, Sketchy Politics, and Shady Special Interests Ruined Your Health. This is true. This is a fact. So how long has the book been out now?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. It's October.
Okay.
It's been out 1 year and 10 months.
Send a copy to everybody running for office today.
I'd love to.
Yeah, send it. Just send it to them. Say, I think you should read this when you talk about your healthcare policies. The truth is, and I've said it on the show, this government has no business making food recommendations when they're telling us to eat crops that are heavily subsidized, and now crops that are poisonous thanks to chemicals and who knows what that's being done to them, yet they continue to tell people, make this the mainstay of your diet. That's in science, that's called conflict of interest, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, USDA is inherently in a very sticky position because it was appointed to protect agricultural interests. And then a bit later down the line, I mean, this was way back in the 1860s when the USDA first came into existence. And back then, farmers were actually producing decent food and telling people to eat more of that decent food was a good thing. But over the years, when the USDA was more officially appointed to be in charge of human nutrition needs and dietary guideline advice, that's when things became problematic, because all of a sudden our most profitable crops were the ones that were probably the least healthy, you know, things like corn, soybeans, wheat, so on and so forth. And so all of a sudden the USDA had to start telling people to eat more foods that were helping our agricultural economy, but those same foods were the ones that were probably hurting our health the most.
And hence the food pyramid and now the MyPlate, and they're both a waste of time. So you say people can take it back, take their health back. But my frustration is The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. It's not famine. It's not the ice age. If you're listening to the wrong people and taking their advice, you're going to eat lots of wheat, lots of corn, lots of glyphosate. You know, you're going to eat all the wrong things, and you're going to die sooner or develop disease sooner for sure. So how can we take our health back when the machine promoting all the misinformation is so much bigger and stronger than people like you and this show and others like us who are trying to get the truth out there?
Right, that's a great question. It's kind of a depressing one too. And so my message, I mean, it's true. It's like we're kind of helpless at this point, and it's a very depressing state of affairs, which is why in my book, my ultimate goal is to help people learn how to think for themselves and how to evaluate these experts that are all shouting different conflicting messages, some of them probably half truthful, some of them complete baloney. And so my goal with the book, you know, I even have a few sections on how to think critically about claims that you hear about people who are telling you information. And ultimately it comes back to the idea of we have to, on some level, self-educate ourselves if we do want to reclaim our health. We have to figure out, maybe not these intricacies of biochemistry, but we have to figure out how to assess the people who are telling us things in terms of how valid their messages and how reliable they are as human beings. So what that comes down to for me is, in my book I have a list of different tips to assess whether somebody is a reliable source. I have a translator for scientific jargon, because I think a big stumbling block for a lot of people is we think that if we don't have a PhD, then we should not be listening, or we should not be trying to interpret science, because it's this thing reserved for people who have these high credentials and who've been through tons of schooling, who've done research directly. And I'm trying to break down that barrier and teach people that we all have brains. I mean, some of them maybe work a little faster than others, but a big part of that's nutrition too. And so at virtually anybody out there, I truly believe if they have the motivation, they can at least learn how to penetrate some of this gobbledygook that's being viewed from the scientific community and understand what's actually saying. So things like if you hear a study being talked about on the internet or on TV, the news, whatever, you can actually go and find the original study, and with a little bit of maybe Googling to figure out what certain words mean, you can actually understand what the original research is saying. And so I want more and more people to stop listening, especially to the media outlets, because they're the worst. All they want to do is grab attention and get more viewership and listenership. So when you see something promoted, even on like Yahoo News or something, you see a headline that says, oh, this food is going to cause cancer, it raises your heart disease risk by 400%. I want people to understand what that alarmist language actually is covering up, and I want people to be able to understand what the actual research is showing. So a big part of it, again, goes back to self-education. It goes back definitely to question what our government guidelines are and understanding that there is a ton of political corruption at the core of what is being espoused from the government in terms of nutrition. It's just a matter of fact. I mean, you can't get around the fact that the USDA has two conflicting missions, and right now it's really favoring the one that's bringing the most profits, which is, of course, promoting unhealthy foods.
Right.
So that's always going to be a problem. And I think at this point we shouldn't be waiting for the system to reform, because honestly it's probably not going to happen in any of our lifetimes. The only thing we can do is where we are, start learning, start self-educating, start equipping ourselves with the tools that we need to understand the nutrition claims we hear, and basically just move on from there. It's a matter of empowering ourselves.
You know, when I first started doing this show, I became so frustrated because I wanted to reach more people to have a positive impact on their health. And then, over time, I became depressed because the machine is so much bigger than me, and I couldn't reach enough people, although I reach a lot of people that are interested in the information, but reaching the masses to actually have an impact on outcome for our country, I realized that it wasn't possible. And then I started thinking about the fact that information is the new evolutionary selection pressure. And then I started thinking about that pressure and the goal of evolutionary selection pressure. And the goal of evolutionary selection pressure is to constantly be improving the species. And now I'm at a point, and I know this is going to sound really cold maybe, or even rude, but now I'm at a point where I'm thinking, okay, if this plays out the way I think it's going to play out, 200 years from now, all those people who are listening to the mainstream media and eating the glyphosate-laden corn and thinking that a, you know, a couple cans of Coke a day won't hurt you, and all these other crackpot ideas where they're not applying any critical thinking at all, they're just taking what they hear and they're doing it, their children are getting diseases now. We know that children are getting cancer, they're getting diabetes, they're having all the diseases that are typically associated with age. As that situation worsens, these children will not reproduce. When these children don't reproduce, we have entire gene lines that are going to be taken out of the gene pool. And 200 years from now, 300 years from now, what's going to be left are those of us who are greater critical thinkers, who didn't buy the message hook, line, and sinker, and we ended up, our genes are going to go on. So now I'm starting to think, okay, I'm starting to think of this more as a special secret club. Instead of trying to save the world, I just want to save the people who get the message, who are looking for the information, so that 200-300 years from now, it's our genes that are populating the planet, and it'll be a much better planet, by the way, than the genes of the people now who don't even want to put the time in to ask the right questions. Do you think that's cynical and mean-spirited of me?
Oh, a little bit, but it's true. I mean, it's honestly, I've come to the same conclusion in a lot of ways. I hate to say it. You know, back when I was more active in the vegan community, after I had actually left being a vegan myself, I had this idea of, oh my, you know, I went through all these horrible experiences as a vegan, and I want to inform people about what could happen to their health. And if people are struggling, I want to throw them some fishing lines and try to reel them back ashore and help them and save them. And what I found again and again was that a lot of times people don't want to be saved.
Yep.
They don't want to change their habits. They're a lot more comfortable numbing themselves with really, really unhealthy foods, with destructive lifestyles, maybe because the world itself is too painful to face without those things. So there's a lot of self-medication that goes on with unhealthy habits, basically. And I came to the same conclusion you did, which is that you just have to say your message, say your truth, and the people who want to hear it and who are actively looking for that, they will find you and they will be appreciative. And everyone else, you're just going to be wasting your breath on, unfortunately.
I've come to the conclusion that life is not for everyone. And those who want... No, I'm sincere. I mean, look, life is not for everybody. You know, everybody has their own goals in life. Anyway, listen, we've actually gone a little bit over. The book is called Death by Food Pyramid: How Shoddy Science, Sketchy Politics, and Shady Special Interests Have Ruined Your Health. It's at Amazon.com. You can get it in both Kindle and hardcover. We will have you back on. I want to hear your story about becoming vegan and then changing that up. I'm going to have Alex book that, okay?
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for being on the show today, Denise.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we're going to say goodbye. I also want to thank our first guest, Buddy Lee. Don't forget to check out his website, BuddyLeeJumpRopes.com. And then, of course, Denise Minger's website, rawfoodsos.com. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. AnabolicMinds.com is the pre-